Welcome to the Space Daily Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, astronomers discover an early fast-feeding black hole using NASA telescopes. Second, Blue Origin and AST SpaceMobile sign a rocket launch deal. Third, Elon Musk's mission to Mars could reshape government policies. Fourth, NASA and ISRO collaborate on NISAR satellite to track earthquakes. Fifth, Peru and the United States sign a historic space research agreement with NASA. And sixth, we look back at the Apollo 12 launch, 55 years ago today. In today's Discovery segment, astronomers have found a rapidly feeding black hole at the center of a dwarf galaxy in the early universe. This discovery, made possible through data from NASA's James Webb Space Telescope and Chandra X-ray Observatory, is providing new insights into the evolution of supermassive black holes. This low-mass supermassive black hole, identified as LID 568, was discovered just 1.5 billion years after the Big Bang, pulling in matter at a phenomenal rate, over 40 times the theoretical limit known as the Eddington limit. The Eddington limit is a crucial concept in astrophysics, representing the balance point where the gravitational pull of a black hole is matched by the outward pressure of radiation from infalling matter. The discovery of LID 568 suggests that significant mass growth can occur during a single episode of rapid feeding, offering potential explanations for how supermassive black holes grew so quickly in the early universe. This black hole, hidden among thousands of objects in the Chandra X-ray Observatory's Cosmos Legacy Survey, was only detectable with the unique infrared sensitivity of the James Webb Space Telescope. The findings suggest that black holes might grow from smaller seeds, originating either from the death of the universe's first stars or the direct collapse of gas clouds. These insights are detailed in a paper published in the journal Nature Astronomy, led by astronomer Hyuan Su from the International Gemini Observatory/NSF NOAR Lab. Blue Origin, the rocket company founded by Jeff Bezos, has recently signed a significant multi-launch agreement with AST SpaceMobile. This deal will see Blue Origin deploying AST SpaceMobile's direct-to-cellular satellites using the new Glenn rocket over a multi-year period. The announcement was made on Thursday, showcasing the growing partnership between the two companies. AST SpaceMobile, in a statement, highlighted that these launches, in conjunction with others utilizing existing launch vehicles, will provide the necessary capacity to enable continuous space-based cellular broadband service. This service is aimed at some of the most in-demand cellular markets globally, marking a major step forward in satellite communication technology. The launch campaign is slated to take place in the years 2025 and 2026, involving the deployment of approximately 60 next-generation Block 2 Bluebird satellites. While Blue Origin confirmed that the new Glenn rocket will launch multiple satellites, they have not disclosed the exact number of missions required to complete this ambitious project. Elon Musk's ambitious mission to Mars is not just a dream of interplanetary travel, but could also reshape governmental structures and policies. Musk has long been vocal about his vision of making humanity a multi-planetary species. This goal has influenced his political activities, particularly his support for the Republican agenda, which he views as crucial for advancing space exploration. Musk's political alignment became evident during the recent election campaign, where he endorsed Donald Trump, emphasizing that a vote for Trump was a vote for humanity's future on Mars. With Trump's recent victory, Musk finds a renewed opportunity to align his space ambitions with government policies. A key component of this alignment is the proposed Department of Governmental Efficiency, which Musk plans to use to recommend significant cuts to government spending. While these cuts could streamline processes and eliminate regulatory hurdles for SpaceX, they might also pose challenges by reducing the funding and manpower necessary for ambitious projects like the Artemis program, which aims to return humans to the moon by 2026. SpaceX's involvement with NASA is deeply intertwined, particularly with the Starship Human Landing System, which is central to NASA's plans for future lunar and Martian missions. Observers anticipate that the new administration will increase the number of U.S. rocket launches, potentially taking initial steps toward a human landing on Mars. However, Musk's vision requires substantial financial and logistical commitments from both private and public sectors. The partnership between Trump and Musk could lead to significant changes in regulatory bodies such as the Federal Aviation Administration, which has often clashed with Musk over safety and permitting issues. While regulatory reforms could benefit SpaceX in the short term, experts caution that indiscriminate budget cuts could impede long-term space goals by affecting essential programs and agencies. In addition to governmental support, Musk's Mars mission relies heavily on SpaceX's commercial ventures, particularly the Starlink satellite internet division, which generates significant revenue. The future of these ventures could be bolstered by favorable policies from a Republican-led Federal Communications Commission, potentially increasing government subsidies for Starlink. Looking ahead, Musk envisions uncrewed missions to Mars as early as 2026, with the ultimate goal of establishing a self-sustaining Martian city within the next 2 decades. However, this vision entails a series of complex and risky missions, requiring the deployment of multiple Starship-sized spacecraft with supplies and infrastructure to support human life on Mars. As the political and economic landscape evolves, the collaboration between Trump and Musk could set a precedent for how public-private partnerships drive space exploration. If successful, their efforts could not only accelerate the timeline for reaching Mars, but also redefine the role of government in supporting ambitious scientific endeavors. In today's Tech Advances segment, we dive into the groundbreaking collaboration between NASA and the Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO, with the NISAR satellite project. This powerhouse satellite is set to revolutionize how we monitor Earth's constant surface shifts, from land and ice movements to changes in vegetation. Scheduled for launch in early 2025, NISAR promises to be a critical tool in tracking both natural and human-induced changes across the globe. One of the standout features of NISAR is its ability to detect surface changes with incredible precision, down to fractions of an inch. This level of detail will be pivotal in identifying subtle land shifts before disasters occur, making it an essential asset in disaster preparedness. The satellite is equipped with advanced L-band and S-band radars developed by NASA and ISRO. These radars allow NISAR to capture detailed measurements regardless of the time of day or weather conditions, penetrating clouds and dense vegetation to reveal ground movements. While NISAR is not designed to predict earthquakes, its data will be invaluable in identifying zones that are prone to major seismic activity. Researchers, including Mark Simons from Caltech, will use this information to better understand global fault dynamics and assess earthquake risks. In addition to earthquake monitoring, NISAR will play a crucial role in tracking volcanic activity. By observing surface bulges and dips around volcanoes, the satellite will alert researchers to potential magma shifts and upcoming eruptions, providing a new perspective on volcanic activity worldwide. A particular focus of the NISAR mission is the Himalayan plate boundary, a region known for its seismic volatility. ISRO's Srijith KM highlights that the insights gained from NISAR will offer unparalleled understanding of seismic risks in this quake-prone area. Beyond natural disaster monitoring, NISAR will also aid in infrastructure safety by providing continuous readings on the stability of critical structures like levees and dams. This data will help resource managers identify at-risk areas before failures occur, potentially preventing costly repairs and saving lives. After major earthquakes, NISAR will be able to remotely pinpoint damaged sections of infrastructure, allowing authorities to prioritize repairs and streamline recovery efforts. This capability is expected to significantly reduce the costs associated with disaster recovery. Marking a historic partnership, NISAR is the first joint satellite mission between NASA and ISRO, By combining their advanced radar technologies, this collaboration is set to deepen our understanding of Earth's surface dynamics and represents a significant leap forward in global disaster preparedness. In a landmark development, Peru and the United States have entered into a historic agreement with the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, to bolster space research efforts. This collaboration marks a significant milestone in the scientific and technological partnership between the two nations, aiming to advance aerospace research and develop Peru's capabilities in sounding rocket technology. The agreement was officially signed by NASA Administrator Bill Nelson and Major General Roberto Melgar, the head of Peru's National Commission for Aerospace Research and Development, known as CONIDA. The signing ceremony took place at the CONIDA facilities in San Isidro, underscoring the commitment of both countries to leverage space exploration for mutual development and peaceful purposes. Sounding rockets, which are at the heart of this agreement, play a crucial role in gathering invaluable data about the Earth's atmosphere and weather patterns. This initiative is expected to enhance our understanding of atmospheric phenomena, contributing significantly to both scientific research and practical applications in meteorology. This agreement not only strengthens the cooperation between the United States and Peru, but also builds on a long history of space collaboration, dating back to a NASA launch from Punta Lobos in 1975. It highlights the enduring ties and shared vision for space exploration between the two countries. The event was graced by several prominent officials, including Brian Nichols, the Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere Affairs. The audience comprised students from various Peruvian universities and high school students involved in the CubeSat program, who participated virtually, reflecting the educational impact and inspiration this agreement brings to young scientists and engineers. In today's historical segment, we take a trip back in time to commemorate the 55th anniversary of Apollo 12's launch. On November 14, 1969, the Apollo 12 spacecraft lifted off from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida, marking a pivotal moment in space exploration history. Aboard the spacecraft were astronauts Charles Conrad Jr., Richard F., Gordon Jr., and Alan L. Bean, embarking on NASA's second mission to land humans on the moon. The launch was not without its challenges, as the Saturn V rocket was struck twice by lightning during liftoff, causing momentary electrical issues. Despite these setbacks, the crew continued their journey to the moon. Fast forward to November 19, 1969, when the lunar module successfully landed on the moon's surface. Approximately 3 hours after landing, Charles Conrad Jr. became the third human to walk on the moon, followed by Alan L. Bean. This mission was notable not just for its achievements in lunar exploration, but also for its demonstration of human resilience and ingenuity in overcoming unexpected challenges. Apollo 12's successful mission paved the way for future lunar explorations and reinforced the importance of teamwork, precision, and innovation in space missions. The lessons learned and the data collected from this mission have continued to inform and inspire space exploration efforts to this day. As we celebrate this historic milestone, we remember the bravery and dedication of the Apollo 12 crew and the countless individuals who supported them from Earth. Their legacy lives on, inspiring new generations of explorers to reach for the stars. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Space News Daily Brief. If you enjoyed it, hit follow in your podcast app and share it with a fellow space enthusiast. We're expanding our lineup of daily brief shows. Have an idea? Check out the link in the show notes.